Hey, you found another one. Here's another show that's part of the Geek Speak Podcast Network.
This episode of the Deep Cave Podcast is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/geekcavepodcast. More than 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Welcome to a Deep Cave Quickie here on the Deep Cave Podcast, part of the Deep Speak Podcast Network and brought to you by Audible.com.
I'm Derek. Done.
I'm spent. Yeah.
Walked right into that one.
You want a towel?
I should come again.
All right. So what are we talking about today?
Why
have you brought us here, Darren?
Well, you see, guys.
What you want?
We are in the holiday season.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been hearing the music since,
October.
Halloween.
Yeah. And that's just Christmas. I mean, there's, you know, Hanukkah, there's...
Kwanzaa.
Ramadan.
Festivus.
Flying Spaghetti Monster Day. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So I was thinking we should do what we do every year and kind of...
Try and take over the world?
That too. But...
Okay, but this time you put the pants on the monkey.
Okay, well... we're going to need a size bigger. I was thinking of...
The monkey crew!
It has been a year. I was thinking of our annual Geek Gift Guide.
Oh! Yeah,
that's a thing.
Yeah.
And we're also sharing this with the Geek Speak Network. And if you're a listener of the Geek Speak Podcast, one, welcome. Two, stick around, please. Don't go anywhere. We just hit 50 episodes and we really want to keep going.
Turns out we kind of like this.
Kind of like Stockholm Syndrome. A little bit.
It's weird.
For us or for them?
Little of column A, a little of column B. All right.
Okay, then.
Comics, Justin?
For the comic book geek in your life, or just geek in general.
The Frank Miller run of Batman.
If you're speaking...
All issue, of it.
All-star.
Oh,
I'm the goddamn Batman.
You
Dick Grayson.
I am the goddamn Batman. I will name my goddamn car whatever I goddamn wanna.
Dick Grayson, age 12. How old is he, did you say?
Shazbot. Age 12.
I'm confused on this boy's age. What is it again?
Eat that rat, damn it.
Eat that rat. Yeah. So many alcohol induced
Do not buy that book.
No.
Don't buy that book.
No, don't. That is not
until he finishes it.
Oh, God.
Unless you have a deed who is a fan of parody. And then just tell them it's a parody.
Or you want to get somebody out of your life.
That, too.
Anyway, I recommend the graphic novelization of Neil Gaiman's The Graveyard Book.
Okay.
For those of you unfamiliar with The Graveyard Book, it is about a boy named Nobody.
Oh, it's like from Homer's, you know, Odyssey.
Well, no, not really. The boy leaves his house very toddler age, ends up in a graveyard the night his parents get killed.
Oh, that sucks.
So the ghosts of the graveyard decide to raise him, to protect him. So, and since he looks like a nobody, that's the name they give him, Nobody.
That's depressing already.
They call him Bod for short.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's his misadventures in the graveyard, his guardian, Silas the vampire.
Sure.
And trying to, as he gets older, also trying to figure out what happened to his parents, because they were murdered, not just killed.
It was pretty grisly.
Yeah, there's a mystery behind it. Earlier this year, they released two volumes, part one and part two, of the graphic novelization of this. Each chapter is done by a different artist. It's all written. It's based off of Gaiman's book, screenplayed, I guess, by someone else for the graphic novel. It's very good, very, very entertaining, very true to the book. So I recommend those. There's two volumes. And I also recommend the 66 Batman series on DVD or Blu-ray.
Nice.
You can get just season one right now. You can get the entire series on DVD Blu-ray or the deluxe package, which comes with a lot of goodies.
Little Batmobile
stickers, whatever. That's really expensive.
Yes, it is.
But you can scale back and get just, you know, the cheaper versions.
And it is impressive the quality upgrade they were able to do with the 60s Batman series.
Yeah, and I think Chad mentioned you can get season one at Target right now.
That you can.
Yeah, and, you know, we're recording this early December, late November.
Yeah, about a month before Christmas.
Yeah.
And this episode will actually go up a couple weeks before Christmas. So just kind of plan accordingly. You can also go back and check other podcasts we've done for, you know, suggestions if for whatever reason these two were sold out.
Yeah, we always talk about crap on our show.
We talk about a lot of stuff, which is why you should probably, you know, subscribe at Stitcher and iTunes. Just
yeah. And then go back and download every single episode we've ever done.
Yep.
And then listen to it.
Don't listen to episode one. It'll
no.
just hurt you, and it'll hurt us.
Well, there is a section in there that's fun, but, you know. You interviewed somebody about a video game.
I know, right?
It was great.
It was the best guest that I had at the time.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I got.
Sears? Okay.
Chad wants to go to Sears.
Well, I was looking to see if by the time this went up, if season two is going to be available, but it doesn't look like it just yet. So.
Ah, okay. So still season one.
All right.
Not available at Sears.
For gaming, I'm going to repeat a suggestion I had last year. The Nintendo Wii U.
Because he needs someone to play with.
That is partially one of the reasons. Also, when you compare a lot of the video game consoles out there, even the PC market, it's pretty much the same. Everyone gets the same games nowadays, except for the Wii U. There's a host to a lot of unique spins on things. You know, the indie store is pretty strong. Nintendo, everyone knows their strength in the first party, you know, landscape. So you're guaranteed that while you won't get as many games, the games you do get will probably be pretty good. Right now, your best bet is to get the Wii U 32-gig bundle that packs in Nintendo Land, which is like kind of like a good way to tech demo it to your friends, and Super Mario 3D World, which is by far the best Mario game they've done in quite some time. And it involves cats. So I guess that's something if you're...
Meow.
Meow.
It really speaks to the internet-loving Mario.
It does. It does. You get to play as Princess Peach, and she's not in peril this time. So... Princess Peach.
I don't know that I can handle this kind of anti-misogynist
in a pink
line.
Cat suit. Well, it's we've talked about in the past how you know.
I mean, I'm so used to, you know, controlling games with my penis that I don't know how I can handle.
Ubisoft says it's hard to animate a female character and put her in a game, and then Nintendo replies with, "Hey, Hyrule Warriors, we've got all the girls except for Link, and that's sometimes questionable." So that...
Hi-ya, indeed.
Yeah, and, you know, Hyrule Warriors is a good game to pick up as well. But the Wii U. And my other recommendation is if you or your loved one has an Xbox One, then I would go with the Halo Master Chief Collection. The Halo games have
what?
Always...
Not Assassin's Creed Unity?
No. The Halo games have always been superb quality. This re-releases all... of them in 1080p, 60 frames per second, yada yada tech speak. The thing that you need to keep in mind is that you get four games for $60. $15 a game, all of the games are really good.
That's impossible.
That's me fail English. That's impossible. Those would be my two recommendations. And if you don't know what's, you know, what games they already have, you're not sure, maybe they already have the Master Chief Collection, whatever. You can never fail with just point cards, whether it's, you know, the PlayStation currency or Xbox dollars or Nintendo dollary dues or whatever. You know, just get them anywhere from $10 to $20. Here, buy a digital game and deal with it, you know. So those would be my suggestions.
Okay. Well, aside from the typical anything that Marvel or Disney has released in the past month or two.
Yeah, pretty good.
You know, on the 9th of December, they will have released in disc format the Guardians of the Galaxy, which was, I think, all three of us really enjoyed.
It was spectacular.
That movie, it was very well done. It was a tone shift for them. But it's good, and it's just recently come out, so the geek in your life might not have picked it up, knowing that Christmas was pretty close, too. Or the geek in your life is me and said, well, I'm just not going to put it on my list.
I'm going to buy it.
I want it now.
Yeah.
However, for a couple of bigger things, maybe, that if you're wanting to spoil somebody, I would recommend the Alfred Hitchcock Masterpiece Collection. It's a limited edition Blu-ray that it's running about $125, but it's 15 movies, including some of those classics that everyone talks about in terms of, and everyone knows, even if they don't know the movie itself. You know, North by Northwest, or Rear Window, Vertigo,
right?
Psycho, the Birds.
Boyds, yeah.
The Boyds, yeah.
You know, things that, and each one has a lot of special features included thereon. So it's something that hasn't been done in a while. You know, the James Bond series, which I think I recommended last year,
yeah,
had about the same thing, but even that one didn't have as many special features as this one does. So I would go that direction. And if you're looking to really spoil, or if you're looking for one of those kind of the big gifts for the family, like, okay, we're not going to get each other gifts, we're going to get one big thing for us here.
If you want a me gift.
Yeah. I would recommend the BenQ W1070 projector. There's actually two of them that have pretty much the exact same specifications, the 1070 and the 1080. Both of them are 3D. Both of them are full 1080p. Both of them will give you a picture from 3 foot, 2 inches to 25 feet, you know, diagonal, which is huge, and the entire thing in high def. The 1080, the W1080, is what's called a short throw. So if you have a small, like a room that's not very big from front to back, then you can have the projector closer to the wall and still get your full picture. You don't have to set it back 20 feet in order to get
nice
this great big picture. The 1070 runs a little bit cheaper because it's not a short throw, but it's one of those, it's you got to have the scratch at around $700-$750 for it. But you're also looking at something that, quite honestly, it is whatever size TV you want in the room you've got.
Yeah.
So if you're in a tiny room, you make it tiny. If you're in a great big room, or if you want to go outside, because I've seen these used outside to have, they're really nice and bright, you can do that, and you can project this on the side of your house, and everyone in the neighborhood can come and watch, you know, Problem
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. There you go.
66 Batman, 25 feet tall.
Wow.
Look out.
Look out. That's amazing. I'm actually all for that. Now I kind of want to do it.
All right. I'll buy the DVD. You buy the projector. Darren brings the popcorn.
I got the projector.
Sweet.
Let's do it. I've even got the speakers to plug into it to blow us out of the water with some nananas.
Sweet.
So that's what I got.
Biff, pow, indeed.
Great. Well, that's pretty much it for the gift guide. Yeah, a little shorter this year, but in a couple weeks, join us. It's our annual tradition, the Crystal Steamer Awards.
Yay.
And the best of 2014 as well. But mostly the Crystal Steamer Awards.
I'm like, I love how you lauded over the Crystal Steamer, the worst of the worst, and the best of the best.
And the best of the best. Well, we want to be different.
The things we're glad to be a part of, and the things we're ashamed to say came out of our culture.
Yes. So that stuff and more. Don't forget to subscribe at Stitcher and on iTunes. And please leave us a review and rate us. That way we know if we're doing good or not. If we're doing something stupid, we want to know about it. And if we're doing something awesome, we want to know about it. So, and be sure to follow us at Deep Cave Podcast on Twitter, facebook.com/Deep Cave. And the Deep Cave Deep Gift Guide is brought to you by audible.com. audibletrial.com/Deep Cave Podcast. Free 30-day trial. Keep the audiobook you download cancel at any time. For Chad, for Justin, Kent is not here. I'm Darren. Thanks for listening. And remember, everyone's a geek for something.
Like that one, huh? You'll find even more shows on the GeekSpeakNetwork.com.
Please make a note of it.
The GeekSpeak Podcast Network.